104.7's Ryan and Tanya. Get up with Ryan and Tanya. They're just like you, only much weirder. For a faulty joint replacement compensation claim, mej.com.au. Hit 104.7.
Oh, well, producer Maddie's just joined. Maddie, would you say Queensland's now the hot favourite to take out the whole thing?
Yeah, Queensland and Queensland, tough to beat, very tough to beat game three.
All right, here's the last few moments of last night after New South Wales were leading for most of the evening.
Slater to Morgan, flick pass, Gagai is over.
There it is.
Gagai goes in to score. It's 16-all, Gagai has scored.
Maddie's through just shaking his head.
You're a fierce New South Welshman, aren't you?
So angry about it.
So angry. It's dirty.
I didn't even watch it.
Still wearing a Blues jumper this morning, though.
Yeah, it is warm. It's so cold.
13 10 60. We're opening up the Origin vent line. You'll have 10 seconds just to let it all out. Maddie, I know you've got a lot of built-up frustration. Do you want to have a crack?
Yeah, I'll have a crack. All right, well, I'm ready to go.
Yep, go on. Let's hear it.
Oh, God.
You're on.
I said it last night. Billy Slater, he is just a pretty poor guy. He cried at the end of the game in a post-game interview.
What was that? Rubbish.
No, you're out. You're done, son. You really don't like Billy Slater? He's such a legend.
Oh, he's a great player, but
he was a surfer.
Have you ever seen that guy slide on his knees? What a one of the always goes in knees up.
10 seconds, 10.
Oh, I didn't watch it last night. was watching Netflix and had a curry. Back on chocolate. Yeah.
Good venting.
I've woken up feeling slightly bloated. Sorry, I obviously had nothing. I don't know why people get so fiery over Origin. It's just a game.
I mean, I would put that in the vent.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's good venting.
See, that's good venting.
Well done.
Boyd Cordner, I had him for first try. Never saw the bloke. He's ridiculous. Had Billy Slater to score on the Blues to win at $8.30, and I lost $30 on that, which is absolute crap. And I had New South Wales the full-time win, and they...
Oh. God, that is good
bucks.
Venting. Well done.
I mean, I support Queensland because I like Melbourne Storm and all the... great Queensland players. It feels like I'm just watching Melbourne Storm smash New South Wales for the last 15 years. It's been a great feeling. But I just had a feeling. Maybe it's because I was hanging out with you, Matt. I just had a vibe about New South Wales, so I threw down on him. You said Boyd Cordner the first try. No, like
he will never get over the stripe.
Game.
He will never score.
That is just
that was the worst bet in history.
All right.
Yeah.
That is... I just hate losing money. 13-10-60. The vent line is open. 10 seconds to say anything you like.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Nice.
We've got ice scrapers to give away. 13 10 60. If you want one, these are Hit 104.7, Ryan and Tanya branded. And they feel... I got one in my hand. They feel heavy. And they feel good quality,
yep.
And they are exclusive. We've only got a certain amount.
Yeah, there's an exclusive offer to this once-in-a-winter opportunity to get a glorious ice scraper, which it looks like a pretty simple idea, but the reality is that not a lot of people have them. And because it's one of those things where you go, oh, it would be great, and you go, oh, it'd be fine. And then every morning you go out and go, oh, dear.
You use the credit card?
Yep.
I use my work swipe pass, but now I got this bad boy.
Bad boy. So we got the rough side, which would like loosen up the thick ice,
mm-hmm.
And then we've got the hard scraper on the other side.
Yeah.
So it looks like a barbecue utensil.
It does a little bit, but it's see-through and it's clear and it's gorgeous and I'm excited. So you just need to be cold as ice to us to get these ice scrapers. I'm worried about this.
Let's go to Tash, who's in Duffy. Tash, you want one of these?
What? Yeah, of course I do.
And do you think it's in, will you appreciate Hit 104.7 when you get them?
Can I just get it already?
You're as cold as ice.
Tash, you're a legend.
Yes, you can.
You can have one faux show.
Helen, would you like one of these?
God, so many annoying questions. Just like send it. Seriously.
You're as cold as ice.
Coming your way.
Oh, Helen. Oh, you're a legend.
In Queanbeyan, we've got Jay. You want one of these?
Oh, mate, yeah, send it to me now, please.
All right, no worries.
You're as cold as ice.
Sort of thank you would have
This
been
is
nice.
The best way to give away something. Oh, Queanbeyan. Luke in Queanbeyan. You want one, bro?
Yeah, what's it to you?
Mm-hmm.
You're as cold as ice.
Yeah, I mean, we are quite nosy with all our questions.
One is coming your way, though, Luke.
All right, if you want one of the Hit 104.7 branded ice scrapers, all you need to do is be cold as ice. Brad from Belconnen, what are you chasing?
Well, I wouldn't have dialed your number if I didn't want one of those scrapers.
Yeah, that's a good
You're
point.
You're as cold as ice.
It's a a real good point.
Canberra is just so sassy this morning, and I'm all about it.
Barry.
Baza.
How you going, bro?
Mate, I'm as cold as ice.
Yes, you are.
Cold as ice.
Ironically, the warmest caller we've had.
So. I know. I was like, oh, he's so lovely. give him two.
Let's go to Watson. We got Priscilla. Priscilla. Good morning, Priscilla.
Yeah, hi.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm fine. Where's my scraper?
It's in the mail.
Cold as ice.
I mean, that was horrific.
I loved that. That was the best.
All right.
So awkward.
So much ice cold. The icy hearts of Canberra. Still yet to be warmed on this cool, cool morning.
Oh.
We'll have another blitz again tomorrow.
Yeah, and let's put a picture up of the scraper so people can see what they're buying or slash getting. No one's buying it.
Yep, and you are as cold as ice, you goddamn jerks. Tash, Helen, Jay, Brad, Barry, Luke, Priscilla.
Great work, I thought, from everyone this morning.
I hate you all.
No, you do not.
Enjoy your scraping, you...
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Ryan and Tanya's Sneaky Mexicans Party. Featuring Elias with the Mexico Lindo Dance Crew. Amy from Gungahlin belting out this.
When?
And DJ Edstar serving up the freshest Mexican beats. Get your sombreros ready for a night you'll never forget.
Sombrero. Fresh, healthy ingredients and a good cause. Feel double good.
All right, it is tomorrow night, and as you've heard, we do now have some entertainment acts. Yesterday we put the call out and said, who's going to perform for us? Amy's going to do some karaoke number of a Colombian singer.
Shakira.
Shakira, as it were. We've got Elliot and his Mexican dance troupe.
His name is Elijah. I think Elliot is not, he's actually...
I'll continue to call him Elliot. And
he's actually a Mexican dance troupe. How sick is that?
And DJ Edstar is going to be on the beats.
Yeah, yo.
I ordered my costume last Thursday and it said 5 business days, which means today, I believe. And I still am yet to... it's still yet to arrive, my outfit.
Do you have a tracker on it?
I wouldn't even know the website that I wouldn't even know how to track it.
You spent a lot of money?
Oh, well, enough to, want to wear it.
Yeah, totally.
And not to be left in the lurch.
So annoying if it comes on Monday.
Yeah, that'll be, to just turn up and I'll look at it and I'll kick it.
Nah, you'll just have to wear it for the week to get your money worth out of it or something.
Yeah, no, I'll give it a crack. Yeah. I'll give it a crack. Although it does, it's probably not...
What is it?
Professional attire / I don't know if I'd be able to sit... Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's not...
Okay.
It's pretty full on.
Yeah.
On the line at the moment, we've got AJ from the Duxton, who is the chief bartender for tomorrow night. How you doing, bro?
Hi, mate. How are you?
Pretty good.
Now, we were curious if we could get some sort of sneaky Mexican cocktail, a Mexican cocktail that's a little bit sneaky. Is that a possibility?
Nice tequila base for you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice big pitcher, 1 litre pitcher of tequila and mezcal, a lot of fruit.
Hang on. Are you saying a litre of tequila just with fruit dropped in it?
No. Oh, there might be a little bit, some other things in there.
Yes, definitely. Nah, it's bloody die.
Are you allowed to tell us all the ingredients, or does that what make it sneaky that there's a little something special in there?
Oh, there's a couple of little sneaky additions, but yeah, kind of some tequila, some mezcal, some fruit, citrus, but a few other things in there.
Citrusy, yeah.
The chat in the office, besides obviously a sneaky roofie, would be the sneaky absinthe. Is that any?
No.
I don't need you to confirm or deny now, but is there a sneaky chance to sneak that in?
Possibly.
He's like, absolutely not. No. It's expensive.
Instead of getting an Uber home, I'll just fly.
I want people to be able to walk out, not fly.
Yeah. Exactly. The taste of absinthe is awful as well.
Yeah, it is
it's
horrendous.
It's like metho.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
It is a really bad time, which is...
Yeah, we don't want that. Okay, we want a good damn with our sombreros. Are you going to dress up, AJ?
Remember the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I might do.
Yeah, like a sombrero.
Yeah,
yeah.
How's AJ? Are you usually a mustache guy?
Not really, but I can do a one-off.
Well, producer Maddie's trying to do a one-off, and I reckon, AJ, what you could grow in 15 hours would probably be what Matt's been working on for 3 weeks.
Oh, don't. He's real sensitive about his mo.
Is he? Well, he should be. It's awful. AJ, thank you so much for helping us out last minute, and I'm sure everyone there is going to be looking forward to tasting the delicious sneaky Mexican from the awesome staff there at the Duxton.
Oh, that'd be great. Can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. And I'm still, I reckon he's just playing it safe on air there, AJ. I reckon.
There's going to be no absinthe.
Well, It would be the first time I've sparked a punch.
I know what you were. I knew you were going to say that. Absolutely not.
All right, coming up after 8 o'clock, keep listening for the Sneaky Mexicans if you want to come, 13, 10, 60.
Yes.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
And after hearing this news story about a groom-to-be the night before his wedding hooking up with one of the bridesmaids and getting caught by the wife, or the soon-to-be wife. Slash never was wife.
Yeah. It was literally the night before, and she's called off the wedding. Yep. And we want to know, why'd you call off your wedding? Let's go to Tara. You're in the city, girl. You used to manage a bridal store. So this is not your story. It's something that happened.
This is not my story. This is I managed a bridal wear store selling dresses for about 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a bridal party where the groom had ordered all of the hire suits through us for the whole party.
Yep.
And about a week before the wedding, we got a phone call from them saying that he was cancelling the wedding. And as you do, you ask, oh, I hope everything's okay. And, you know, we're really sad to hear that. And he said, oh, yes, well, I found out that my bride-to-be has been sleeping with the best man for over a year.
Over a year.
And so we were sympathetic towards him, and 2 days later we get a phone call at the store from the bride, who reorders all the suits except the groom's, because she says that because the church is already booked and all her family's coming to the wedding, that she's married the best man.
No!
Oh, what? So is the
in
reverse?
Canberra?
Yes.
The reverse of what happened over in the US right here. And so, and was it because she loved him or because we've already booked the wedding, so we can't not have it?
I don't know. As you do, you smile and nod and
the customer is always right.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
Was it hard to deal with her when you personally knew what she'd done?
Yes, very.
Yeah, I had to look her in the eye.
All you want to do is just, you know, rip her face off. But yeah, no, it's fine.
That poor man, hey?
Yeah.
And it'd be, but surely all the other mates, you can't go to that.
You'd feel funny about it.
You can't support, oh, yeah, my best mate, he's been, you know, dogging it, but, you know, hey, big party. Like, no, like, you got to support your mate and not go to that for sure. Let's go to...
I can't believe that was here.
Yeah.
Know?
Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, what happened with your wedding?
Hi, I actually got told by my father that he had walked in on my ex-fiancé and my mother.
What?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, so dodged a bullet there.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So so this must be... how long ago was this, Anonymous? Do you mind me asking?
That was about 2 years ago.
So, and it, obviously, is your dad really upset because it's his partner as well that's cheating?
Well... Mum's denied everything, they're still kind of together, but, you know, kind of not at the same time. But, yeah, me and my fiancé went separate ways pretty quick. It's really put a bit of a strain on the family, but Mum doesn't know that I know. It's tough.
When you say Mum denies it, what about your partner? Like, obviously you had that chat with him.
He denied it at first as well. And then I sort of went, well, actually, I've kind of got a bit of proof. And he goes, oh, well, yeah, maybe it did happen the once. I was like, sure, it only happened once.
Oh, but once is one too many times anyway.
Cheating,
yeah.
And then, I mean...
Yeah, that's...
So your the relationship...
Whole other level.
Yeah, girl, I'm so sorry this happened to you. So the relationship with your mum, how has that changed?
It's been strained since, but I've sort of tried to be the bigger person and not tear the family apart. But it's honestly been really rough. I haven't been able to look at her the same since, obviously. No. And, you know, it's hard just to keep my mouth shut and not call her every name under the sun.
Absolutely. And when you say
it's been betrayed by your mother and your partner.
Yeah,
like,
But when you say Anonymous, like, oh, I don't want to be the one who, like, tears the family apart, like, you didn't do anything wrong. Like, surely that's on them.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, for Mum and Dad's sake, Dad moved on.
Yeah.
So I don't want to then go and ruin that for them, if that makes any sense. It's someone else's relationship I'm playing with as well. And they've been together since, you know, a couple of years before I was born. So it's not something I really want to mess with. But
It's hard. I'm not going to lie. It's really tough.
Yeah, that would be hard to get.
You sound like you've got an amazing head on your shoulders, because, I mean, I think a lot of people in your situation would not be reacting as rationally as you are.
I definitely had a big decision to make. There was either, you know, storm the castle and set everything on fire sort of path to go down, or, I decided just to try and be the bigger person. But there's been many, many times where Mum's made a... Yeah, there was a conversation after my ex and I broke up about, you know, I asked her flat out, I said, so what did you think of him? You know, did you think we made a good couple? And she goes, oh, yeah, I don't understand why you guys broke up. You were so fantastic together. And I just went, it's so easy to tear you to shreds.
Yeah, I know, like, anonymous.
I'm feeling for you.
You being the bigger person is I guess, quite noble, but you say the alternative is taking the pitchfork. I have no doubt right now, I'm telling you, I would burn that.
I'd be lighting it up too.
Fire out. Thank you so much for your honesty and sharing your story. I really appreciate it.
No worries. There you go.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Tanya, hit the streets. Mm-hmm. Last week it was Canbar versus Charmwood, which was some very fruitful language and interesting characters that we met. And just glorious to chat to the people in the street and
the video
get out alive.
Good.
Yeah. Get out alive. This week I asked people to describe their ex in just three words. Producer Maddie's here with us now. But Tanya, how would you describe your ex in three words?
Still lives at home. Oh, no, that's like five.
I'll pay that. Paint a nice picture. Yeah. Maddie?
Curvy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Liar.
Ooh.
And cans.
Right. Okay.
So that was incredible, Maddie. I hit the streets and asked people what they would say about their ex in three words. Here's how it went.
Selfish.
Ooh.
Sexist.
Cool, so you really dodged a bullet there. Well done. Good job getting out of that.
Controlling. Up themselves.
Hot.
Nasty.
Bad.
A dickhead. Detective.
Unloyal.
Unemotional. Cranky. And childish.
Untrustworthy. Possessive. Just clingy.
If you were to describe your ex in three words.
Three words. Great time.
That's two.
She's great time.
P grammar good.
Handsy.
Annoying.
A total dick.
Pain in the ass.
Mate, no words can describe a crazy ex. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, yeah.
What are yours?
Well, you know how I talk about the delusional British backpacker?
Yeah.
I mean, she describes herself. But how would I describe delusional backpacker?
You've crushed that.
Yeah. Even though at the time breakups can be a bit messy and awkward, in hindsight and asking this question, it's a bit of fun and it's a bit lighthearted. Until I met these two girls and I found out the two of them used to be together. Are you guys still together or have you broken up?
Broken up for a long time.
Why? What happened?
Just realised we didn't want to be together anymore.
Okay, what was her most annoying trait?
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, definitely that she's always late. Always.
Always late?
Always.
And what was wrong with her?
She gets worked up over really small things.
So, obviously, it's a little bit weird and awkward.
Did you do that?
Well, I just thought we're on the topic and I was like, oh, what's going on?
As uncomfortable as it sounds in real life?
It was, and it's about to get more uncomfortable because the question of the...
Oh, you kept going.
Well, I was like, oh, what's the problem? And yeah, they sort of said that, and then I said, well, okay, well, the topic of today is describe your ex in three words, and I know they're standing right next to you, but what do you reckon? How would you describe your ex in three words?
Narcissistic, late, but wonderful.
That's quite beautiful. A good idea to put the nice one on the end. How would you describe your ex in three words?
Hilarious, emotional, and stubborn.
There you have it, folks. I wish you two all the best. Have a great day out. There you go.
That is so uncomfortable. P.S., what are you doing? A light bit of psychology or psychology?
Sort of
yeah.
You can check out that video on our Facebook page now, but it was pretty goddamn awkward, that's for sure.
Yeah, if someone I used to date called me a narcissist to my face whilst being recorded, I would kill them.
You call me arrogant to my face every day.
You are. That's just a fact.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
I reckon a whole bunch of girls are going to feel me on this.
Well, it says on the board, Tanya is not hitting on you, and I'm suspicious and I'm sus and I'm not buying a word of it.
Okay. Here's the deal, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you're nice to dudes, straight mm-hmm. men, and you're a straight woman,
yep.
some dudes think that you're hitting on them and you're in love with them, but you're just being nice.
Right.
Like if I put an X or a smiley face in a text message.
What's an X mean?
Like a kiss. Okay. But I do that for everyone. Okay. And I feel like if I don't do it, I'm being cold.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm being rude. So for me...
By not kissing them in a text.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, she didn't even slip the tongue. What a cold mole.
Really weird. But I'm talking to this dude. Mm-hmm. He's doing some editing work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking on text. And I feel like he's trying really hard to prove to me that he's not keen. And I think it's because I've sent a few exes in texts.
Right.
And I think he's like, oh, no, this girl... This could lead to something. And I'm like, right. Oh, God, I'm not into you. I'm just trying to be nice.
So you've given him compliments?
No, I'm not giving him any compliments.
Right. Just it's just the little X's and the this
yeah.
and that.
Yeah. Do you ever do this? Like with Bridget, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever make it really obvious to girls who are hitting on you that you've got a girlfriend?
No, I'm the opposite. I'll try to leave. If there's a girl around, I'll leave Bridget way out of the conversation. And
really?
Imply that. No, because I think we've talked about this before when this girl I met, she said, oh, I think I want to go on MasterChef. And I said, oh, well, you're a great cook and you're obviously really good looking. And she's like, whoa, I thought you had a girlfriend. I was like, I was just trying to say you would look good on TV.
Mm. Yeah. Well, this dude, I think, is just really trying to pump the brakes on me.
Right.
These are the messages.
He's trying to ice it down.
Mate, massively. These are the messages.
Are you sure you're not just creeping onto him hard?
I'm not creeping onto him at all. He's doing a service for me. I've never met this person.
Well, because all the guys in the office will attest you are flirty and handsy and touchy. And it's just...
I'm nice to all of you boys.
Real nice.
You guys get it wrong. You guys take it so wrong. So these are the texts I get. Hey, buddy. Hello, friend. This is how they all start now. Haha, good one, mate. My wife thinks this is really funny. I'm like, okay, I know you have a wife. Like, you know, he's really, I mean,
well, he's,
pointing
is
it
he
out
not trying to give you a compliment there?
I think, yeah, but I feel like what he's really trying to say is,
right.
I've got a wife. Because up until this point, I didn't know he had a wife.
Okay.
I'm not hitting on him, but I didn't know he had a wife. Good one, matey. Ha 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 ha. Good one, bro. So I'm like, okay, you're definitely trying to tell me you're not keen. But I'm not keen. I've got a boyfriend in all this.
Yeah, well, you've had a boyfriend the whole time you've worked here as well.
I'm not into you. You're so up yourself. Anyway, then I finally
Producer
met him
Maddie,
in
did
real
you not
life.
Touch him on...
The hips. I did touch him
yesterday.
On the hips. I was trying to move past him and I just...
Yeah, with a Latin jazz dance number.
No, I wasn't. I met him in real life and then he continued it. And he was like, hey, let me show you my kid. And got his phone out. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake. And I'm just trying to be nice to him in person. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, oh, I've got to pump the brakes on just being nice because I think he's, you know, really thinking I'm hitting on him at this point. Oh, my wife likes you. And I'm like, okay, wife, kid, we've tick, it. Tick. Yep. Hey, bud, so true, bro. Good one, mate, the whole time we're together. And then I was like, you know what I'm like. I just say it. I was like, I'm so sorry, but I'm not hitting on you. Like, it's okay. Like, I know you have a wife and everything. Like, I know that. I'm not hitting on you. He goes, no, I'm trying to just be mates with you. I actually think you're really cool. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
This dude's just awesome. Trying to be legitimately friends with him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pump the brakes.
So how's
I've ruined
the
friendship.
Yeah.
Well, he was a good contact as well.
Yeah. Well, if anyone's a video editor and needs work, message the station.
131060.
Hit 104.7.